most expensive tea on earth.
Okay. They're all very nice.
A crowd of around 50 people line up to taste some of the finest teas from China.
No, green tea has more caffeine than black tea.
Sylvia yes. Cody from Manchester takes a sip of the delicate jasmine tea.
It's lovely, the aroma is lovely, and I'm anxious to try the oolong because that is my favorite tea. So this has been fun. I have buckwheat right now. Let me tell you if I like it. It's nutty, it's different, not bad, yeah.
I'm Igor Wang. I'm the Confucius Institute co-director of UNH.
Wang crumbles a small brick of compressed leaves with his hands. The leaves smell sweet, like flowers. Wang says it's a fragrance steeped in history.
This is from the Ming Dynasty, where the Emperor Mang was cured by this special tea, and then hence this tea became very popular. This is one of the most expensive tea in the world. 1 kilo, a Da Hong Pao, could fetch $2 million.
No matter what the price, Wang says the soothing effects of tea begin with its preparation.
Whether it's an elaborate process or just a simple, you know, boiling water and make tea, it takes your time, and then it helps you stop, pause, and then kind of really enjoy the tea for the moment.
Wang hopes today's tea symposium will cultivate an appetite for Chinese culture.
Very interesting. I've never had 15-year-old tea before. And
it's nice, but it would have been nicer to have it in China, but this is second choice.
It's just so interesting to have an opportunity to have something like this.
The Confucius Institute will host another tea sampling at the UNH Durham campus on April 16th. For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich-Kern.